Jesse Hawkins with the Franklin Institute of Wellness, welcoming you to the Essential Oil Roundtable. Today is Thursday, and our theme is aromatherapy with children. And I'm excited to introduce you to Scott Johnson, who is an author of quite a few books about aromatherapy and natural living and natural health. He also has worked with quite a few essential oil companies over the years and has developed a reputation for taking an evidence-based approach to many of these things. So I had the opportunity to interview Scott and ask him a few questions, address some popular myths that exist, particularly with aromatherapy in children. Let's see what he has to say. So again, I'm here with Scott Johnson today to talk about essential oils with children. Thank you so much for joining us at the Essential Oil Roundtable, Scott.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
So before we get going, I have a slew of questions actually to throw at you today. But before we hop into that, I'm a little bit curious about how you got into the field of aromatherapy to begin with. What was it about essential oils that really just inspired your passion?
I think it was really the potency and versatility of them. As I completed my doctorate degree program in naturopathy, I really felt like that they just brushed over essential oils, kind of just said that, hey, these are some remedies that you could potentially smell, and they might be able to affect your emotions, and that was really all that they kind of taught us about that. And I always thought that doesn't make sense, knowing the potency that the essential oils have in comparison to their herbal cousins. Then I thought there's got to be more to them, and so that really drove me, just my curiosity to investigate them more fully and learn really what they can accomplish and what they can do within the body. And I found out that my assumption was true, that they do far more than affect our emotions, and they can do so much good for human health. And so I got really excited when I discovered what they could do, and that just led me to continue my path of researching and discovering what essential oils do for human health. So that's really what got me into it.
Fascinating. So they can do so much for human health, just as a whole. But specifically for children, I know there are a lot of questions about safety, and there's a lot of confusion. If you spend just 30 seconds Googling it, you're going to find a wide range of opinions. So let's dive into the safety question first. How and can we use essential oils safely with children?
Yeah, you know, that's a very common question, and people are always concerned about whether they can use something for their children. And the answer with essential oils is resoundingly yes. Our children are extremely precious, and as parents, we are the first responders when it comes to their health and their well-being. We're the people who are right there with them when something occurs. And children get sick, they get hurt. Parents want to do everything in their power to help them feel better as soon as possible, as quickly as they can recover. And it can be rewarding and empowering for a parent to use essential oils to help their children do just that. With the right knowledge and tools and a selection of authentic and high quality essential oils, many conditions that a child experiences at home can be safely managed by the parents. And I'll say that in addition to that, an integrative minded pediatrician or a family care practitioner who is trained in the use of natural remedies can also be an incredible resource for parents. They're just particularly hard to find. There aren't very many of them out there. But in reality, children respond remarkably well, usually better than adults do, to natural remedies. And so when they're used correctly, it doesn't take too much for them to experience rapid and complete correction, which makes the old adage, less is more, certainly true with children and essential oils. Sometimes one diluted drop is all it takes to realize benefits in children. Parents shouldn't fear essential oils for their children. They should just seek to be well informed about what is safe and effective and what requires more caution based on the available evidence to us. So that's where an evidence-based resource that employs a balanced approach to essential oils and provides detailed instructions can become a parent's go-to companion to care for their children safely and effectively at home.
So education, especially in this case, is definitely power.
It definitely is. And the more you know, the more effectively and the more safely you can use essential oils with your children.
So if you don't mind, I want to kind of pick your brain a little bit regarding the confusion that's out there. Why is there? Why would you say there is so much confusion out there about essential oils in children?
Well, I think that exists for a few different reasons, actually. The first reason really involves the training that many aromatherapists receive. The vast majority of aromatherapy programs follow a paradigm that was established in the early 1900s by Marguerite Maury. And she's an Austrian-born biochemist and nurse. And while I'm not going to get into the debate of whether schools of thought exist, or there is definitely a delineation of methodologies. And so it really is similar to the schools of medical training, where you have osteopathic physicians and then you have MDs, where osteopaths are trained in a more holistic approach to medicine and follow a different medical philosophy than the MDs do. You can also have MDs and osteopaths that specialize in certain aspects of medicine, for example, orthopedics or cardiology. And so that same type of delineation or difference in methodologies of essential oils and the philosophies followed definitely exist when it comes to aromatherapy. While some aromatherapy programs may touch on the various methods of using essential oils, most focus heavily on just two aspects of aromatherapy, which is the topical and aromatic or environmental use of essential oils, rather than the full potential of essential oils. Unlike French or Bulgarian physicians, Marguerite's aim was not to use essential oils strictly for medical purposes or the treatment of disease, but she sought to help people remain youthful in attitude and energies and appearance. And her work significantly contributed to the understanding of how topical application affects physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of well-being. However, it also established a paradigm that is largely followed today of using essential oils highly diluted topically and only for inhalation purposes. If a person adheres to the methodology that originated with her, then they are likely to only advocate topical and aromatic use because that's what she advocated as a nurse and biochemist.